Welcome back to another episode of Health Hacks. And today I want to talk to you about your programming, the limiting beliefs, the limiting decisions that you are running very often unconsciously in your own mind. Things like, I'm not good enough, I'm unlovable, I'm powerless, etc., etc., not smart enough, not pretty enough, not clever enough, not etc., etc., etc. Let's trace the source of these beliefs. Because guess what? You did not teach them to yourselves. These beliefs that you carry came in the first 7 years of your life when you were living entirely in your unconscious mind, like a sponge, so that you could learn everything that you needed to learn in order to live in society, be part of your family, go to school, etc., etc. Not to mention, learning language, learning how to smile, roll over, crawl, walk. All of that was happening in those early years when your unconscious mind was in its theta brainwave, fully acting as a sponge. And you did not teach yourself these limiting beliefs and limiting decisions. They happened as a result of just everyday life and your understanding of what other people said to you. Perhaps somebody said those exact words to you, or perhaps they just made you feel like that. And then you decided in your own mind that it was true. And then when you focus on it, you take further steps as you go through life and something else doesn't work, it reinforces that belief. And you continually reinforce that belief until it becomes a program that's just running in the background. And that is what is holding you back today. And guess what? The good news is that it no longer has to hold you back. You no longer have to live by your childhood programming because your unconscious mind is malleable. It's neuroplastic. You literally can change your wiring and you can erase those outdated limiting decisions that no longer serve you and install the decisions that you want to have for the person that you are today and the person that you're becoming. Let's face it, there's no point having your inner five-year-old run your adult life. They are not qualified to do so. This is all unconscious program from childhood, and you literally can update it. And that is what is so wonderful about our unconscious mind. The other 90%, you have one, I have one, and it is programmable. And if you would like to reprogram your unconscious mind so that you carry the beliefs that allow you to step forward in your power, in your passion to fulfill your purpose in this lifetime with greater ease and joy and grace, then you definitely want to learn more about your unconscious mind and these tools and how you can start implementing them. Join our next Meet Your Unconscious Mind workshop to begin to learn just a few tools that you can take away from 1 2-hour workshop and implement into your life that can create profound change. The link is in the show notes, and I look forward to seeing you there.